We were learning a few weeks ago the sugya of Yimei Tumin, Yimei Tavi, and lettuce. Just want to go over today one more halach in the sugya. Why we don't have the Yimei Taira Bizmanenu. Just to go over briefly, because in the Taira state, in Pashat Tazriya, Isha Gizriya V'yolah Zacha, if a woman gives birth and she has a Zacha, she's Tamei, the Taira says she's Tamei 7 days. And then she's Taha for 33 days. You may tire for 33 days. The 7th day she's Tomei Azavi Anida. And then for 33 days, a special Xerxakosa that even if she sees Dam Nida or Dam Ziva, she's Taha anyway. And by Nekeva, if she's older than Nekeva, she gives birth to a daughter. In Nekeva, then she's Tomei for 14 days, and she's Taha for 66 days, for another 60 days, even longer. The Maisa, Bizmanenu, we never hear about this. The Meitar we don't hear about. We don't find anyone marking off in the calendars that there's even especially by in the cave that they have 66 days of Taira. And why not? Now by Emes, by a Zocha, it's not some Negeil Maisa, because by a Zocha, Rav Noshim today the Shefas Dam they have Dam from Leida which lasts for about 5-6 weeks. So that really will go straight through the whole Yimei Taira. And even though Midaraisa, she should still have Yimei Taira. Because Midaraisa, a young Edis does not need Shivan Nakiyim. Midaraisa, a young Edis, when she has a Zachala Mashal, she's Tummy for 7 days. And even if the Dam keeps on coming, the 8th day doesn't make a difference. The 8th, because she's only Tummy 7 days, and she doesn't need Shivan Nakiyim. So from the Dam she saw the first 7 days, it's all part of the Leda. And that she's Tomei 7 days. And then right after that, the dam she sees after that is Yimei Taira. That dam is not Matami her. And she doesn't need Shiva Nakiyim. She can go to Mikveh even with seeing dam. Even with more dam being Shefas, the Isha can go to be Tovel and be Yimei Taira herself, Midaraisa. But I don't know if the words are Darbona, and it can be today, we don't keep a Cheshvan of Yimei Ziva and Yimei Nida. We spoke about this in the previous year. Minat Taira. There's two things. There's Dam Nida and there's Dam Ziva. It's really B'metzias, it's the same Dam. It both comes from the Makar, and the only Nafkamin is what time of the cycle it comes around. There's Yudan Lefyoim B'Nida L'Nida. If she sees Dam during the Yimei Nida, she does not need Shiva Nakiyim. She just says Tomei 7 days, but if she sees Dam during the Yimei Ziva, she needs Shiva Nakiyim. And today, we don't keep a Cheshvan. We went through the sheet this the other time, and we're always choshish that every dam is dam ziva, and even by yeledes, we're always choshish that maybe it's yeledes bezov, the Gemara calls yeledes bezov, and maybe it's ziva, so she needs shiva nakiyim. So this yeledes, after the 7 days, she cannot go to mikvah until she has shiva nakiyim, and she's not going to get shiva nakiyim by most yeledes. It's all nichal, the member of Zer. It's all nichal that so Nechon, that member of Zer in Brachos. Since she never had her Shiva Nakiyim to Yimei Taira herself from the Leida, she goes through the whole Yimei Taira of a Zocha Mestam without ever being Yimei Taira herself from the original Tumah. That's why we're not really busy with Yimei Taira of a Zocha, because she never got to her anyway. But by Nekeva, the Kash is back with her, because by Nekeva, it's almost 3 months. After 14 days of Tumah in the Keva, even if she needs Shiva Nakiyim, and she has to wait 5-6 weeks, most Nashim have to wait, let's say even 5-6 weeks till they have Shiva Nakiyim. But by that point, she should have Shiva Nakiyim. At that point, she should be Tahar. And then, how come we don't mark the calendar? Now she still has until the 80th day. It's till the of Yimei Taira. The Yimei Taira is 66 days after 14 days. It's 80 days. It's almost 3 months. And we don't find such halacha that the Yeledes Nakeva, after she finishes being Matai herself from the Leida, why doesn't she now have Yimei Taira? That even if she has Dam Nida, she should not have to go to Mikveh. And no one keeps the Cheshvan. One practical answer is that most Nashim are Meinikais. They're nursing, they're Meinikais. And the Gemara, and the Mishnah Zakht in the Nidav Tess, that Meinikais is Bechesas Mislakas Domin. She doesn't see Dam. So the most, after the Matai themselves from the Leida, they're not going to have a Riyah anyway. There's no Riyah anyway. It's not by everyone. A lot of Nashim are not Meinik for whatever reasons, and not everyone can do it. It doesn't work. It doesn't. Even though the Mishnah says, B'cheses M'chalakas Domim, it's not 100%. I think it's more of a Riyah. So how come we don't find such a halacha that a pella de gazach, it would be to us a pella, that Ishigan of Revi is dam, but it's Yimei Taira, ignore it. Just ignore it. Why don't we find that today? The Teretz says the answer is it's a Tekun Sagainim. You can learn Shas and you won't find this. You won't find this in Shas. Always talks about Yimei Taira of a Yeladis, but the Gainim, that was a Tekufa after the Chsimas Shas. Before the Rishonim, but after the Chesima, after the Shas was finished, there's two of the Gainim, of Avhai Gain, of Sadi Gain, the Bahag, they made a takana not to be Samech on Yimei Taira of the Taira, Yimei Taira of Yeladis. Just to ignore it, don't be Samech on it. The reason is, the Beis Yosef says that the Shalai Titu ben Yom Pei, Yom Pei Aleph. Because if you Samech on Yimei Taira until the 80th day after the Kevi, you'll make a mistake and be Samech on it on the 81st day also. It's a bit so schwer, you know, what service that people make such a mistake, you know. We always work with, supposed to, the Chayodim, right? It's very important to keep a calendar and all in Yoni Vestas. The Chayodim make a calendar for this also. But what my Sazoy is this. That was the Takan of the Gainim. This Takan of the Gainim is brought down the Rambam, and it's brought down by Adi Shainim also. There's, Right, you understand this? Okay, nice. It's not for us to say we understand or not, but the Chazal did not make such a takana. Chazal left it with the din deraisa. The Torah says, "As you made Torah, if there's dam needed, then you taught. Just ignore it. It's mutan lebayla." But the Gaon and after Chazal, they made this takana. It's also brought down the halach in Ramah in Yerdeya simkutzah dal natzivalam and nechus nida in Yerdeya. Is the Santa Chus Kivega? It's written very bekitza. In Siman Nun Tes, Mikvege writes that what he writes to the Shoel, what you asked me, and it sounds like it looks from the Shoel, and the Shoel asked him, can we be Samech on Agos Maimonides? Agos Maimonides that says that a lot of Rishonim say we were not Makabal this Takanas Agoinim. A lot of Rishonim say that we do have Yimei Taira today. And the Agos Maimonides brings down, and he writes many Medinas, many places, they were Takan Noyig to have Yimei Taira. They were not makbid on the Takanas Agoinim. So the Shoel is, could we be Samech on the Sagos Maimonides and not be Machmeh on the Kanas Hagayim, just and go back to the Din Torah, which would also be the Din Drabanan, and go back that you have Yimei Taira for your
lives. It was only in those places where they were Mesakhnet, and in other places, others weren't Mesakhnet.
Well, the Goyim weren't Mesakhnet for everyone. I mean, some places were Makabal, some places weren't. The Zevi, the Chayim, and the Geshem was not Mescabal by everyone.
It had to do with geographically speaking. It's talks about different areas.
Like, right, you saw it. Right. The Goyim's Maimonides is, you saw it, it's in, I'm sorry, it's a Chuvis Maimonides. It's a Chuvis, from the Goyim's Maimonides, you have Chuvis, because the Chuvis Maimonides is printed at the end of Hilchos Isuri Bia, Oisei. That he brings down that many places were not like Takanas Hagoinim. Many places did have Yimei Taira. Was Samech Yimei Taira, even though the Isha had a Riyah, was Mutan Abayla. And he asked B'Kivega if he was Samech on this. So B'Kivega, if you look at the way he answers, B'Kivega basically answers, he tries to explain the Chuvis Maimonides, what he's saying, and what the Rif Sheet really is, and he says the Rambam holds of the Takanas Hagoinim. And B'Kivega basically says that no, we have to do like the Takanas Hagoinim. And basically he brings down the Rambam Paskins that way. So this whole tshuva, I'm trying to understand the whole, what was the shayana and what was the tshuva, la halacha. The mice, we have a Ramah. And I think the person asking the shayana was from the Kivega's area, which is Ashkenaz, but the Ashkenaz passing like Ramah, the Ramah passing, tshuva's the gainim. So what do you ask, what's he asking the shayel that should we be makel like a tshuva's maimonis? It's a Ramah, why would you be makel like a tshuva's maimonis halacha, different than the Ramah? And what's the Kivega answering? Is it Rambam? Is this the Rambam? Kivega just tell him, the mice of the Ramah passing, in fact, we do like the Ramah. The Mechaba Taka doesn't mention it. The Hashmat of the Mechaba maybe is a little bit mashma that just from the Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch there is no Takanas Hagoinim. The Santa way Bnei Sfar and they if they Mechabal the Takanas Hagoinim, the Mechaba doesn't mention it. But the Maaseh the Rambam does mention it. So just to understand a little bit what this tshuva was going on, this tshuva of Kivega, I was thinking maybe it could be Shulchan Aruch, maybe the Kivega, maybe the Shul Shayang was based on the beginning of the Rambam. At the beginning of the Ramah, he brings another Pel de Galacha. The Ramah brings down that there was a minig, he calls it a Chumah Gedoyla, that not only in Yimei Taira, not to be Semech on Yimei Taira, but Bechlal, not to go to be Tevel, not to go to Mikvah. To wait till, it's like, it's all opposite. The Torah says, in Yimei Taira, you're not Tomei. But there was a Chumah, there's a minig, that to be Machmeh so much, that not even to be Tevel from the Yeledis until the Yimei Taira is over. And Rukamadi and Ledes Nekeva would have to wait 80 days until she first went to Mecca, almost 3 months until she first went to Mecca. And the Ramos says that Hakogofi Minika Makam. Benegay this Chumr, everything goes like the Minika Makam. This is a penalty Chumr to not even to be Metai yourself, you may tire yourself, like the opposite of what the Torah is saying. The Ram. What was the cheshon of this minig? I don't know. There was a tam. I didn't see the tam. I just saw the Rambam is. Rambam mentions the minig. The Rambam is very, very sharp against it. Rambam calls the minig stoikim. I don't have either how the stoikim would read the Torah. How could you take the pesukim of Torah and take the pesukim? Right? No, yeah, if anything, yeah. But somehow he calls it. He says gemin stoikim. And I'm saying anyone that's machmir and doesn't want to be toivel to be during Yemei Torah, he says it's abikur, a lashon of abikursus. He's very sharp against it.
To be
mechazik tansa
gainim?
Yeah, I don't know. But this seems to be two separate. There was a whole separate minig. But I'll go pardon. This the Ramah says is hakofi minig hamakom, and Ram is yeshaf against it. So maybe this is what the shel shaila was. If you read the whole Ramah together, maybe he thought it's all one shtugah Ramah. And as David Ramah says on the first minig, not to be toivel at all. That hakolkofi minig hamakom and we're not noigit. Maybe he thought that goes on the second minig also. The whole chumah to kansa gainim also is hakolkofi minig hamakom, and who knows what really the minig hamakom for us is? Maybe that was all part of the shaila. It's all one Ramah, and that's what the Kivegi answered him. No, lamaisa the Rambam does paskin to kansa gainim, and the Rambam does not paskin the first minig. Okay, the Rambam is a shtak and kegin the first minig. The first minig not to be toivel at all. The Rambam is against, but the Rambam does hold of the kansa gainim. Not to be simach on Yemei Torah. So it could be that was the shayla. Even though it's still was a shvet to understand. That could be what we had to read the tshuva. But Kirigi, after that, wants to bring another very half of the geraya that we are not kanas agoinim, that we are not simach on Yemei Torah. He brings down, there's a shukka gemara in Pesachim that kuf yigimim bay is the end of Pesachim. So I'm a half a line gemara. It's in the middle of a garata. It's also a palace. So in the middle of the sugi of Agarata, the Gemara says a halacha. The Gemara says, Yeshevis al dam tor, asur l'shamesh. Ad kama om rabbeina. The Gemara is saying that a young edes who is having Yemei Taira, when she finishes Yemei Taira, chazal masakin and oinav precious. Rashi and Rishram explain, it should be a heka. That in Bezman HaGemara, they did Kedin Taira, they had Yemei Taira. So until the 40th day, they had 33 days of Yemei Taira for Zohar, they had 66 days of Yemei Taira in the Keva. But once the Yemei Taira was finished, they would have one Aina of Frisha. One Aina of Frisha. Rashi says it's a Yom V'Layla, and the Rashbam on Perek Avi Pesachim, and the Rebbeinu Chananel says it's just a Layla. One night, they had one Aina of Frisha. And that Frisha was for a heck of a push to make a boundary to show that the Yemei Taira is finished. That's the Gemara, that's the Lacha. Now this Halacha of the Gemara is not brought down in Ram, not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and no one heard about it. This is a Prisha that no one does. We don't find anyone marking off the calendar either, 80 days that night after Nekeva, 40 days after Zohar, there's a Prisha. Why not? This is Stimus HaGemara. It happens to be in the middle of an Agadatha. If you haven't looked in the Gemara, there's a Agadatha before, there's a Agadatha after, but this is a Chayra, a member from the Gemara, this is a Chayra, is a Halacha. How come it's not brought down, the Halacha? So Haftag Kivega. Kivega Shtelzach, Haftag Gemara, how come no one mentions this Gemara? And the Taz does bring down from the Chuvis Ramah that we are not noig this Pisha. The Ramah does say we don't do this Pisha. Why not? So the Kivega wants to say, from here you have a raya that we today, we do the Tekanas HaGoyinim. Since we do anyway the Tekanas HaGoyinim, that we don't have Yemei Taira, we don't need the Prisha for the Hekka. We don't need the Anabrisha. So that's what Kirk is right. If I found a Gemara, and how come no one brings it down? The Taira says, because all the Paiskim that we're looking at, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, are all after the Tekanas HaGoyinim. So Vaisto is that we are knowing the Tekanas HaGoyinim. That was also what he answered the show. But Bezman HaGemara, when they had Yemei Taira, they did have this Tekanas HaGoyinim. So just thinking, this is a little bit of a quality to the Shaila, is Meduchsech is found a klal in Paiskim as Botla Taim and Botla Takana. Whenever Chazal made a Takana Sachaman, even if the Tam is Botla, but the Takana remains. So over here in Lachayu, this Takana Sachaman was the Bezman, the Gemara, before the Shulchan Aruch, was a Takana. That there was a Prisha at the end of the 80th night, 81st night of in the cave of the 41st night of Azacha. So what changed? Even though now, today, Bismaneinu is Batla Taima, the time is off, because, like the Kirei is saying, because we have the Tekanos Tagayim, and we don't need the Hekka, because you don't do Yimei Tahir anyway, but isn't there a cloud Batla Taima or Batla Tekanah?
I don't
know. I think I'm trying to think of a few cases. And one case I was thinking is in Makos Shinogu and Pesachim, fourth Perek Pesachim, we just found the takana not to do Malacha Erev Pesach. It doesn't mean Mamash Malacha and Malachas Shabbos, but not to take haircuts, for example, not to even cut fingernails, not to do some Malachas. And the whole reason is because it's a Zman to bring a carbon Pesach. Because when you're supposed to bring a carbon, you don't do Malacha. Today, we don't bring a carbon, and we still have that takana. That takana remains. Just because the time of the takana is bottle. The takana remains, and I'll give you a better one. Netilas Yadayim before eating lechem. What's the whole reason we wash Netilas Yadayim before lechem? The whole thing is because of Sirach Tumah that Kahanim should get used to being careful, being this and Tyra, and the Menga they made the takana even for Yisraelim, even for everyone should get involved with this. Everyone should have this heck of the whole thing is based on Truma. The whole thing is based on to keep Tyra for Kahanim for Truma. But the time is bottled today. Why, you don't say because time is bottled, the kahana is bottled. So here also, just because the time of this Yom Prisha at the end of the Meitaira, the time is bottled. Where went to the kahana? There's one other kahana I was thinking of my Machreinim. My Machreinim, we do find is a famous Taisis. Taisus and Brachas and Gimel Beis and Taisus and Chul and Dachkafei. Taisus says that today we don't have Mayim Achreinim because Melch Stoimus is not Motzi. The whole Takana was because there used to be Melch Stoimus, a very strong salt from Stoim that the person would touch it and Chashon touch his eyes. Chul and Lachas would be Mazik. Mazik shouldn't become a Saginor. And Taisus says today the Melch Stoimus is not Motzi, you don't have to do Mayim Achreinim. Even though we know the Gain sheet is that we still have it today, a lot of Pesachim we still have it, but Taisus says we don't have it because the Thomas bottle. Why don't you say over there also, just because the Thomas bottle, but the Takana remains, just like you find in other places. So there, I think it's more established to say that the whole Takana to begin with was only on the Kaimus that Melch Stoimus. Well, Taisus doesn't go with the other reasons. Taisus is going this way. Yeah, but even according to Taisus, but I'm trying to understand Taisus. I'm trying to understand Taisus.
Doesn't the Gemara bring a message?
Right.
What's that?
Right. Okay, well, you have to know Taisus. But I'm just trying to understand Taisus. According to Taisus, the whole problem is Melch Stoimus. They don't have Melch Stoimus. So the town is bottled, but the country remains. So that you could say the whole town to begin with was only where there is Melch Stoimus. But Lamaisa, we see from the Tinas Yadayim and we see from Malach and Pesach and these things that even when the time is bottle, the Takana remains. So why over here is it different? What happened to... So I saw in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in the Rechaim Simkuf Nechesef Aleph, when he brings down the Halach and the Tinas Yadayim before eating Pas, so the Shulchan Aruch, he adds a few words. He says, V'gam Achshav, even Bizmaneinu, Shein Kahana Meichon Truma, Bnei Tumah. Today we don't have any Kahana meeting Truma because of Tumah. Loi bottled takana zu. The takana was not bottled. Kedei shiyu regilim bnei Yisrael kashiyu bona beis hamikdash b'mehevi amenu alecha b'tayra. The reason why we still do it is they should stay rogel in the Tinas Yadayim. They should be ready b'mehevi bona beis hamikdash mashiach v'kum in hain, and they should be rogel in it. The son of the Mishnah Berurah over there brings down the exact same lashon. He writes mamash the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. V'gam achshav shein kahana meichon truma. The takana was not bottled. Kedei shiyu regilim bnei Yisrael kashiyu bona beis hamikdash b'mehevi amenu. Mamash the same lashon. He doesn't mention the Shulchan Aruch Rav. By me, Zicha, he meant to quote the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he is shtemitzay to put it in the Shatzi and to give the Shulchan Aruch is always the Mishnah Berurah is always quoting the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He always writes calls him the Shulchan Aruch Hagraz, and I think that's one place somehow is like a misprint or a typo that's missing to the tzi into the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But the Mishnah Berurah brings it in. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it. So this Shulchan Aruch Rav could be a teaching us a klal. On this bottle of time, bottle of takana, that this whole cloud that when the time of takana is bottle, the takana remains is only if it's still kadeshi regilim kashayiv the base of mikdash, when the base of mikdash should be built, and that's why the Tinas Yadayim we still have, and that will answer my kasha on malacha erev Pesach also. We're still negative because we neged then. Mashen kain, our kasha, this takana of a prisha at the end of Yimei Ledes, at the end of Yimei Taira, it could be, it will not be Negei when Mashiach comes either. Because it's Ken Zayin, because Yivne Beis HaMikdash, that Takanas HaGa'inim will remain. Who says that the Takanas HaGa'inim, not to be Semech and Yimei Prisha, will end? Maybe the Takanas HaGa'inim, not to be Semech and Yimei Prisha, will also continue, because Yivne Beis HaMikdash. As a man, it won't be Negei then either. But the Mice is a big Chiddush. Now, I'm not able to go through, obviously, I can't go through every Takana of Chazal. I'm trying to just rely on the Shechna Harav's Bekiyas, but I think it's Yisayas the Geshayla. When do you say that when you have a Takana of the Bonon, that the Tam is bottle, but the Takana is not bottle? It's Mashma from the Shechna Harav that it's only on Takanas where the Tam will come back. Since the Tam will come back, the reason for the Takana will come back when Mashiach comes, that's why it's not bottle. So if anyone has a, could think of a different Takana Zachaman.
Well, that's the famous Naim.
Well, who speaks about it?
Going is Machma, Naim Gulam is Machma. He says that Tam, even though the Tam is
bottle. Why? Because it'll come, it might be, because it might be Nagi again? What are you saying? Naim Gulam might be Nagi again?
What?
Because of the different Tam, the Chal only mentioned this.
There's no Shrikh, it's not Shrikh in the Chosh anymore, right?
That's also a good question. So I'm going to show state that from all the time that we have in the Chazal tell us what the Gaon is, there's other times they don't tell us. We know that's why people want to say on Chol of Akam, on Chol of Yisrael, Stam Chol of, that today you could say maybe it's not Sandegea because the Ramosh just had the other time. Even Ramosh only said it, but the Evid, by the way. The Chazan says it also, where you write by Sechin, that if you have a law against it, the law of the Medina against it, that should be considered also as a Akam Shechova, and it's Beged Yisrael Ve'eyu. But if there's other reasons we don't know, maybe you need Mamash Yisrael Ve'eyu, Yid has to see the Chol. Okay.
What?
I don't know.
About in the Takana alone, it says in the mocking with in the Gemara, it says where there's no lechashu.
Okay, so okay, let's look into that. Okay, and again, in the Ikka Takana of the Gainim, that we're not saying Mechon Yimei Taira. If an Isha would have a Re'iyah doing Yimei Taira, so today we just ignore Yimei Taira and the Isha goes to Mikvah like regular. Does the Isha make a bracha on that tefillah? Does she make a bracha? Which is a chayav so shver. Because that tefillah is really no chayav, not midrais, not even midrabanan. It's only Takana's Hagainim. And do we ever hear such a thing that we tell an Isha to go to Mikvah and then we remind that don't make a bracha? Normally women make a bracha when they go to Mikvah. It's a Bechus Mitzvah, Shek Shem Zesis Ivanu. Oh, Tefillah. Do we find such a thing? The Gemara says in Bamalik, a famous Gemara, the Gemara asks, how do we make a bracha on Ner Chanukah, on any Durabanan? Why do we always make a bracha on any Durabanan? Hechen Tzivanu, we say, Shek Shem Zesis Ivanu, the Abishah commanded us, Tzivanu, we commanded that Hashem did not give us a Tzivri, the Durabanan gave us a Tzivri. And the Gemara answers, it says, Leisasa. And the Gemara brings another Pasuk, Shavich V'yagetcha. So we see that in every Durabanan, it's also Nechlau, a Tzivri from the Bain Shalom. But in Chayre, this is only a Din Durabanan. And a Din Durabanan is from Bimei Chazal. And then Chayre goes, Ad Chasim as a Talmud, either Bizman, Atanoim, or Maroim. But a Takana from the Gainim, not to be Seimach, Lechayre is not even a Chiyav Durabanan. It's just a Takana from the Gainim. So how do we make a Brocha, Shekishim Sivanu, on a Tfilah, which is only from a Takana from the Gainim? Midraisa, Midraban, you don't need it at all.
Let's say one Seimach from the
Gainim. What? She wouldn't have to go to Mikvah at all. It's Yimei Taira. Yimei Taira, that's the name Yimei Taira. The Chiddush Yimei Taira is, she would have until Yom Pei.
She was told to say, but she...
No, that Tfilah we're not asking on. That Tfilah is she needs. That Tfilah she needs. That she needs with the Raisa.
So that Tfilah she never.
That Tfilah she needs the Raisa. Makash is on the second Tfilah. If a woman goes,
she didn't have that.
It's not from there. She went.
You're right. It's not a common. We said before, it's not really so common for Nashim with a Manikas.
She's gone. She's on the. So then that would be a fine. No problem. That's
all
he's asking.
Ram says
you're
asking the second one.
Ram says you make a profile.
Right, right. But minig is from Machazal. Anzum and Hogan, we don't make brachas. There's no bracha. There's no bracha on Kapras. Kapras is also minig. That's even Zman the Gemara. Okay. You have to know which one we have.
Yeah, but the Ram says
minig.
Yeah, but
Hogan and Gemara. Right. But this whole tefillah, you don't need midrash. You don't need midrabanan. You don't need Zman the Gemara. You only need it from the Kasa Gainim. So how do you make a bracha on it? So the Pisrei Tshuva in the Sifkan Beis, he brings down from the Shengos Tshuva's Tshuva Ma'aba, who was the Talmud of the Nedi Behuda. He asked his Rebbe, the Nedi Behuda, the Shaila. How did the women make a bracha taka? I mean, yes, no one ever tells them not to, but what's the halacha? And he writes the notion that Shoka Vatari, Be'ein Velav, Rafi Be'odei, and the Behuda was clearing back and forth, and the Behuda Be'emes was Masupik. He said, maybe the taka should make a bracha. The Behuda was Be'emes Masupik. Then the. But the chayyim, no, do they know? No one pays attention at all to these chashbainas of you made two, you made tayyar, and chayyim not. The Pesach Tshuva then brings down from the Chassam Sefer in Tshuva, the Chassam Sefer Paskin, they should make a bracha. He also clears the shayla, he says they should make a bracha. And he writes that we find, a little bit like you're saying, he says we find that we make a bracha in Hogim, Kuma Yemtav Shein Shogolnius. Yemtav Shein Shogolnius, for example, second night's Pesach, we make a bracha al Chinas Matzah, make a bracha al Chinas Mor. And this is only minik, so the same thing.
What's a minik from the
Rabbi? That's what I don't understand. That's a this some sefer. What's the sushta? The Magdash Shagali is taka. You could call the minik of a sin to be a denu. That's what the Gemara calls. But Almais is Mizmana Gemara. We're not asking for Mizmana. He wants to shtel tzu a minik of a sin to be a denu. Mizmana Gemara to the Kansagan with Chashtenish some sefer. But that's what he says. Then Agavuchu, the Pischichu, just brings down the Magdash Shaila. On whenever he asks a question, how come whenever someone else shows a rub a shang of a mara, and the rub looks at the mara a kesem, and it's noita gadmimus. It's not 100% sure, but it's noita to a color which is asa to tadmimus to red. It's noita to color red. He's not sure. He tells him, "Okay, you should be machme," and the isha then is yeshiva shiv in the kim on that, and then she goes to mikveh, and she makes a bracha. So, in fact, the Pesach Tshuva, Memela, you could tell someone to be Machme. You're not sure if it's a Kesem or not, but you could tell them, okay, be Machme, you can be Machme. But how did she make a bracha? Maybe she wasn't Mechuyev in Tzvim at all. Maybe that Kesem was. This Rav's Psak over here in the, makes Machtadin, Shaftadin. I was thinking saying a little bit that, but why is he by Serchin? How come whenever you bring it, if the Rav can't say 100% that it's Asa, how do you make a bracha? Meaning if he's 90% sure it's Asa, okay, so you could tell to be Machme to be Yeshevis Shiv in the Kiyim, but how could you make a bracha on that? So I was thinking that Meashakim and Zogin, we know that Ksamim only do Rabbanan. But the Raisa, the Gemara Zogin, Nidat and Zayin, the Madrash is Mabsara, Achitagish, that you need Hagasha. The only need of the Raisa is when she feels the Zivas Davalach or feels the Psichas Amakar. And they say today, Kesem for sure is only Darbanan. Kesem, there was no Hagash, is only Darbanan. So Chazal Masakin and Kesem Darbanan, a Tvila. So it could be this all Nichlal and Chazal's Takana. Chazal Masakin, whatever is a Kesem that the Rav will Paskin is a Kesem, thus is all in Darbanan.
The whole saying, he doesn't know. He's saying, the case, the saying. I'm not sure.
But if the Rav tells you Machme, then already Machme. Well, the Mais is a good kasha. I mean, everyone. Everyone makes a bracha. No one tells a woman to make a bracha. I could be Machme, but not.
If a Rav sees a kesem by the late time, 70 days by the kid.
Are you going right there, making double question?
Huh? He should first find out because it's only a chumsa going in a minute.
I want to talk about that. We do find I found two halachas where today is Negeya Yemei Tayra. One halacha is a shach in your day, it's Mekuf Bei Zayin. Sifkat Lam Beis, the Shach talks about the Shayin of Roya Machas Tashmash. It's from the Shvest Halachas in Shulchan Aruch, Roya Machas Tashmash. Rachman Tzlan, an Isha who's Roya Machas Tashmash, when she's Tashmash with her husband, she has a Riyah. If it happens three times and she's Becheskas to be Roya Machas Tashmash, she has to be Niskarish. It's something which the Rabbanim and the Achrenim, they always mutcha to find a Terim because it's Mamasha Azavi Naguna. To trade the gazach, to go make a ghetto of a zazach. But a woman, we say that she's becheskas, that with this man, she's always going to have a riyah, it's always going to be a shining off and chavi krisis, and she's going to be in a skarish. But the shach says, one kula, if one of the times that she's roi machmas tashmish was doing Yemei Tayra, then don't count it. Because the whole Yemei Tayra is only astakana's gainim, but really, since we have Yemei Tayra, midereisa, it wasn't a riyah. That's it, sad that you don't have to count that. So if she had Zerei Machas Tashmas three times and two times, one time.
Any time during the first three?
It's three times in a row. It's three times in a row, I believe.
Three times in a row?
I think it's three times in a row.
How did that happen? She was a Yoledis.
And then they made Tyre. Let's say this one time they made Tyre at Tashmish.
That was the first time.
That was the first time. That's the first time, right? Then two more times. You don't have to get. That's the shach. I'm trying a little bit. It's a bit hard to understand because the chayyur roya machmas tashmish is a metzias, and it really shouldn't be negaya whether it was tumah or taira or something. In chayyur she's becheskas, and she is tashmish. Dam comes out. So what's the difference if that dam was torn out? Why is she ready becheskas? Why don't we worry as a shomud? Why are we worried that she's a becheskas of
riyah?
So Masha from the Shach knows that to have the cheskas of Israel, Mashtash, you need three times Mamish be halacha. It's not just for Metzias, it's halacha. There's a King of Siakov about this, and he talks about the chazakas of three times even of a muad. Is it from the din or is it from the Metzias? It's Masha from here that you have to have the din three times. Which I don't understand. And one other halacha that we found today, we talk about the din of Yemei Taira is this one. The Pesach Shur brings down also from the Nevi Yehuda. The Nevi Yehuda says, this Bavus Degmar and Shvus, Degmar says, Ba'al Ishtai, Ba'amaloi, Nidmesi, he's Mechir to be perished by Eva Mess. That's the way to be perished by Eva Mess. So, the Nevi Yehuda, if this would happen during Yemei Taira, you don't have to be Machman on that. You be perished by Eva Chai. It doesn't have to be Machman on that. Because anyway, it's the whole halacha, he says, is Shtukul. I really don't understand the Nevi Yehuda, what the chiluk is of. If the Kansagarim told us to be not to ignore Yemei Taira, so why doesn't the halacha remain that you should be perished by Eva Mess? So nice maybe Yehuda wants to say that in Yemei Taira you can make on that halacha. Shker.